There is simply no way around it. Hypocrisy is deadly. And this is what makes Jesus so sad. Woe to you is not condemnation. It is sadness. A sadness from deep within Jesus' spirit. Jesus names the truth in this gospel. These men who live their lives as leaders have lost the integrity that comes from the struggle to love God with our whole heart, soul, and mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. Both the law and the prophets are based on this integrity of purpose. Somehow, they have lost their hold on the heart of the matter. Jesus names this truth in the gospel. Why must we pursue an outside look to such a point that we forget who we are? We forget we are not God. We forget we do not have all the pieces of the truth. We forget that each breath we take is purely the mercy of a loving and forgiving God. We forget we can only see so much. We forget our experience is limited. When we forget who we are, we easily slide into saying one thing and doing another. When we forget who we are, we start to believe that my way is the right way. Like the Pharisees and Sadducees, we too can forget who we are. We have the illusion that the empty tomb was our idea. When we forget who we are, we have the audacity to put limits on the mercy of God, the mind of God, the face of God. Today, let us hear Jesus' call to us, and together, let us make every attempt to remember who we are. We are limited, finite beings, created in the image and likeness of God, called to share the divinity of Christ, empowered to bless, to heal, to forgive, invited to eternal life. We must make every attempt today to remember who we are. We are women and men, young and old, who each day start over again. Each day, again, we learn how to love God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind, in such a fierce and complete way that we cannot help but end up loving our neighbor as ourselves. No. Jesus is not condemning in this gospel. He is naming the truth. Because Jesus is love. Out of love, he speaks the truth. And the truth will free us.